News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Good morning. A couple of events going on you might want to get involved with. Get out of the house and check out, especially if you like beer. Our buddy Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer. Cleveland.com writes on some beer, restaurants, sports, culture. Great follow on Twitter, too, at mbona30. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Good, buddy. Okay, take me through a couple of stories here. First of all, the Butcher and the Brewer, what an interesting place, first of all, to enjoy an afternoon or a night out, right?
Yeah, right in the heart of the whole East 4th District. They have an annual beer event that I absolutely love. Several years ago, their former brewer, Eric Anderson, now the part of the brain trust behind Saucy Brew Works, he had a real penchant for punny titles and pop culture references. He created Stout It Out Loud. I love that reference off the Kiss song title from years ago.
Sure.
And this really focuses on, I also like, as we've talked before, I like fest and beer events that have a specific focus. This is about stouts. It's about stouts and oysters. Now, as I've said before, oysters are an incredible pairing with beer. I don't know what it is, but they just go really well, and this is a great marriage to celebrate. So the current brewer, John McGrory, has kept this going. Looks fantastic. All Ohio breweries, they've actually expanded it out. There may be a few other beers in there other than just stouts, and I really like the fact that there's multiple ticket packages here involved. You can get all sorts of different options, from number of beer tickets to number of oysters, and it looks like a lot of fun. I'd like to. This is one of those events that I would like to go to and not have to cover and just enjoy myself for an afternoon. It's going to be on Saturday, February 17th, right over on East 4th Street at Butcher and the Brewer. Looks like a good one.
Noon to 4 o'clock sounds like fun. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with us. Okay, another one here. Great Lakes Brewing has a barrel aged blackout stout on the market, huh?
Yeah, you know, it used to be that, you know, a big special beer would be released to little fanfare, and then it became a little bit more hoopla went around it, and then we have, you know, things have grown into, Great Lakes having the huge Christmas ale party.
Right.
Well, they have multiple release parties throughout the year, and they really elevated it to another notch with the Barrel Age Blackout Stout. So they had the release for the Barrel Age Christmas Ale, then they had a release for Blackout Stout. Now the Barrel Age version is coming out, and they're going to do it over a 2-day party in February. February 7th and 8th, there's going to be a session each night. You pay $65 for the party, and you get music, light hors d'oeuvres, there's a valet. You have a chance to buy up to 4 bottles of this year's Barrel Age Blackout Stout, $18 a pop. But the really neat thing is, for people who get into beer, you're going to be able to taste past vintages, if you will, of various beers that can be laid down. Now, good Imperial Stouts, big beers, can be cellared like wine.
Okay.
So you'll have a chance to have 5-ounce pours of the 2018 Blackout Stout this year's, as well as the 2014 Blackout Stout. So you'll have several others there as well. There's a Rum Rackhouse Ale from last year. There's this year's Rum Blackout Stout. It looks like a lot of fun. And then on the third day, it's going to be open for sales. The bottle sales will be open to the public. So Great Lakes does a lot with their special releases. They really have a party for everything, and it's just a lot of fun.
Mark, let me get you out here on a couple items from your beer calendar at Cleveland.com. I want to mention for a little charity next Tuesday, Platform Beer. Tell me about this one first.
Yeah, you know, our beer calendar has really grown over the last couple of years. There's a lot of events flying in, and I think it's because we're now officially out of the holidays. And last week, I really added a lot of events to this week's calendar. So I'm going to just pick on two that I think are interesting. As you and I have mentioned on multiple times, brewers are very generous people. Breweries are very generous and very giving. There's a couple that have philanthropy in mind. So Platform Beer Company, a little over a month ago, started up their Charitable Tuesday, their Nonprofit Tuesday. Every Tuesday, they choose a different beneficiary, local in Cleveland, and a dollar of every beer sold or their cider is going to be donated. So Tuesday, January 23rd, Countryside Conservancy is going to be the beneficiary. So I think that's just kind of a neat thing. If you're out and about and you want a beer, you can do a little bit of good with your money.
Okay, Platform, that's coming up next Tuesday, the 23rd. Hey, Mark, also one more here while I got you. In February, on February 15th, Masthead, tell me about what they're doing.
Yeah, they also are doing a little philanthropic endeavor. They're going to donate $1 of every beer purchased to the Westside Catholic Center programs. And, you know, I really appreciate the fact that any brewer would be interested in donating. Masthead is right around the year anniversary mark. The very first thing they did was donate money a year ago, January of 2017, to the family of Officer David Fahey, who was killed in the line of duty. And now they're back with another donation effort. So they're going to be donating $1 for Westside Catholic Center programs at 6 p.m. Thursday, February 15th.
Fantastic. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Most of the items we've been talking about, you can see at Cleveland.com and follow him on Twitter, too, at mbona30. Good info, as always. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.